USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The World Health Organization says the actual death toll from COVID-19 could be triple what's actually being reported. WHO officials believing the numbers are being vastly undercounted. One person is in custody and cops are looking for up to six more after a Jewish man was beaten last night in New York's Times Square. It happened as pro-Israeli and pro-Palestinian protesters clashed in the area, with police arresting around two dozen people. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says enough is enough regarding these anti-Semitic attacks.
Well, it's reprehensible, the anti-Semitic violence we're seeing, and we've been seeing a rise of anti-Semitic violence both in America and in Europe. And unfortunately, it is encouraged. It's encouraged by radical Islamic terrorists. It's also encouraged by the angry left, the far left.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with two extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.